Good morning. It's good to see everybody. It's good to be here and open a portion of Lord's Word and declare it and preach it, and that's something that we can learn in our personal life as Christians. Dale been preaching, been teaching about a sound congregation, a sound church. Sometimes, as well, when we have a sound congregation, and again, this is not getting into Dale's series, it's just kind of, the word just kind of fits in there as a sound congregation, as a top title there. So sound congregation, sometimes we find ourselves in and how to overcome evil, right? How do we overcome evil as a sound congregation, as a member, as a Christian? Romans, if you would, let's open scriptures to Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The Apostle Paul, and you see in the chapter here, he begins in chapter 12, he begins telling Christians to present their bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, as a living sacrifice, as their worship, right? He gives some admonitions of what the things that the Christian should do, right? He follows the admonitions with several things to them to carry out this encouragement, ending the chapter with do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Doing good things, overcoming the evil. Because as we know, evil is going to be around us. These are some instructions that the Apostle Paul gives. As we know, we live in a society that we live in evil days, right? And this is not to scare you or put a scare, but I mean, if we all look around our world, you know, it's filled with evil. It's filled with, you know, people, you know, trying to do some damage, trying to do some things that are not according to our regular life, right? Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16 tells us that. We know that as Christians, the devil is seeking us. The devil seeks us as to devour us, right? As a lion, as a hungry lion, you know. He knows where we fail. He knows where our imperfections are. He knows where you know, where to get you at the lowest point, and he starts attacking through there. So we know, as 1 Peter 5:8 states that, you know, the devil is always out there trying to devour. He's a deceiver, right? Sometimes he deceives people in his attacks. He deceives us. You know, example, whenever temptation comes, whenever something that we are tempted to or we are dragged to, he knows how to deceive you, how to attack you, right? 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 3, right? God's people can and must overcome evil, right? Ephesians 6:13 tells us, by taking the whole armor of God, right? By taking the word, by having the necessary tools in our lives to overcome evil. So let us consider a couple things in overcoming evil. First, let us see an example of success, and let us see an example of success and failure of overcoming evil. We all know the story of Joseph, right? We all know the story that Joseph encountered and goes, you know, there He was the beloved son, and their brothers got jealous and did a plot of killing him and trying to get rid of him, and they ended up selling him to slavery. But then he ended up at being a slave in Egypt for a high-ranking commander. But we know that he comes to this point of in his life that he's serving this man, and in everything that he did was perfectly, because he had four aspects in his life. And of course, due to time, we're not going to read the whole thing. But in Genesis, this is an encounter in Genesis chapter 39, verses 1-11. We see that, you know, Joseph, everything that Joseph did and under the working for this man, working for this high-ranking commander, everything was prosperous, right? Everything was going well. Well, it's because he had four things in place. He reverenced God's law. He knew that he needed to continue watching with God's law, right? Secondly, he remembered God all the time. He remembered God in his affliction. Again, he resisted temptation, and here we're coming to the case of Potiphar's wife. He looked at him, young guy, you know, according to what the scripture said, beautiful young guy. So she tried to seduce him. So he knew that he needed to. He talked to her. He had the interaction, and he's like, I can't do this to my boss. So he resisted the temptation, right? And he ran from danger. And we see that stated on that. So that's an example of success there, of the overcoming evil. The second example of a failure of overcoming evil, we see that Peter failed to overcome evil. This is stated in Matthew 26, 31-33, Luke 24, 54-60, we encounter this situation. He declares, we see that Peter declares his loyalty but at the same time, he denies the Lord. In Matthew 15, chapter 15, verses 8, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. That was the case of, you know, Peter denying the Lord. It shouldn't be the case for a Christian, you know. We draw near to the Lord. We draw near to him to receive the necessary maturity level in our Christian life, right? Not just by lips and not just by, the mouth, but our heart and our whole concentration is on it, right? Again, due to fear, he sought that his personal safety was and elude his responsibility as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, right? He foresaw something and he got afraid, right? He elude his responsibility of confessing, you know, that he knew Christ. He sought refuge from harm rather than strength and endurance, right? Rather than strength and endurance in his Christian life. He forgot again the words that of the Lord momentarily that he stated in Luke 22, verses 61. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and then Peter remembered the words of the Lord and how he has said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Apparently, he forgot to pray. He would, as he was instructed. Luke chapter 22, verse 40. We see that as Christians, we need to have a prayer life. We see as Christians, we need to continue in that connection with the Lord. And we see that the failure here of Peter was momentarily, right? Failure of Peter here is he didn't know what to do at that time, scared of what was gonna happen to him. As Christians, you know, we shouldn't be that way. We always should be connected to our Lord. And we always need to pray, right, for that strength. Because sometimes there's situations in our life that we don't have the answers for, But a prayer, and a true prayer of a righteous man, will help understand that and open our mindsets of thinking the right way. And you know, if our mind is fogged up and we don't have, you know, the correct procedure or the correct way of doing things, you know, a prayer will help us, gives us that strength, it gives us that, you know, calmness that we need to have in certain situations that we find ourselves. So we have observed here two examples of one of overcoming evil, one example of success, which is Joseph, and one of Peter of overcoming evil. Secondly, there is much evil to overcome in our lives. There is more evil to overcome in our life. Evil and evil men are going to grow worse and worse, as 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 states for us, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceiving. So we know that we have to be careful and on the look at that. You know, sometimes people might be the greatest speakers, people might be the greatest, have the great personality, have the great enthusiasm of doing things, but then at the same time, they can disguise themselves as evildoers and not have the right mind or the right mindset of what they need to do at church. So we need to be careful on that. We need to make sure that there is no, you know, imposter as well. When we're doing good, evil is going to be there, present. Romans 7:21. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who will still do good. So we have to understand that, you know, there's going to be a presence of it. You might probably be trying to do good. We might probably be trying to do good in our day-to-day life. You know, prime example. I work with little kids and stuff. You know, we as Christians, we work in the school district. We find ourselves to a lot of situations that, you know, we could help, but then at the same time, there's a lot of counter attacks towards that because you can't do so many things. So you know that evil is going to be present there, that you know, people don't want to do the right things. People don't want to do what is necessary. So, you know, we can see that. You can see that in your regular day-to-day activities or day-to-day, you know, your workplace as well. You're trying to do good, and sometimes, you know, other people the wrong things they're not supposed to. So, again, there is much evil to be overcome by doing good. Do good things. We are doing again. The Apostle Paul. We're doing good. Good. Evil will be present around it. We are living in evil days. We know that. Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the times because the days are evil. Right. So we know that, you know, how we spend our time and how we spend in connection with the Lord and reading His Word and studying His Word is going to help us, right? Because, you know, the time, we're not going to be able to redeem it, right? Sometimes, you know, we waste time in you know, one of our prime examples is sometimes we get drawn into these social media outlets and things like that. And, you know, we've spent three to 4 hours sometimes, and it's just, you know, that's time wasted. So we need to find ways to overcome that in good ways, because, you know, redeeming the times because the days are evil. And, you know, we know all that. I mean, we can see it in the news. I mean, as soon as you turn on the TV and something, you know, something happens, I mean, there's always sometimes good news and then bad news, but at the same time, we experience that every day, right? We experience that. We see that in the newspapers. We see that. We read that. We see that every day as well. So there's much evil to overcome as a Christian, you know, as the Apostle Paul is trying to reiterate to them, then you know, to the church there, to do good as well. Thirdly, how can we overcome evil? Well, by resisting, therefore submitting to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. So we need to resist those temptations. We need to find a way to avoid those temptations that are there, you know, run away like Joseph did, you know, that he had his mindset that he couldn't, you know, he couldn't do wrong and he couldn't do wrong in the sight of the Lord. So how can you overcome that? By resisting it, the devil, and fleeing away from whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Good example of that, we can see that in Matthew chapter 4, verses 11, 1 through 11, by quoting scriptures, right? By in time of temptation, like Jesus did, right? We saw that Jesus was being tempted there in the wilderness, and guess what he came up, you know, guess what he kept on saying to the devil, you know, he kept on quoting scriptures and diffusing the situation. So as well, if we studied the Bible, if we know things, we know the proper scriptures that can be put in place for us to remind us of the things that we need to do, right? To remind us and to give us encouragement to us and to give us encouragement of the things that we need to do as well. This goes with the same train of thought there. By thinking fewer thoughts, meditating in on these things, as Philippians chapter 4 tells the Apostle Paul, you know, meditating in the Bible, studying the Bible, having a time with the Lord, praying with the Lord as Christians as well. So we see how to overcome evil. We see how to do this. Fourthly, we can see that what will we gain by overcoming evil, right? There has to be a gain somehow, some type of gain for us, but overcoming evil. Well, a better life now. Godliness is profitable in this life, according to Timothy 4, verse 8. We know that that's the reason we're here to worship our God. The reason we're here to worship is to obtain eternal life, a crown of life, right? James chapter 1, verse 12. Timothy 2 Timothy 4, verse 8 as well, right? Till we gain a crown of life. That's why we're here. That's why we worship the Lord. That's why we always try to have that connection and do the things that the Lord wants us to do, right? And eternal blessings, right? We're here to obtain eternal blessings as well. Revelations 3, 5, verse 21 as well. So we know that there's something to gain when we overcome evil, see? And as the Apostle Paul here is letting them know, the Romans here, let them know that, you know, doing the good things that are necessary, the things that you need to avoid as well. So we see that the reward is for the overcomer, right? You can overcome sin through the blood of Jesus Christ and baptism, right? Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And we need to remain faithful. That's the reason we're here, because we work on our faith to be strong, on our faith to continue on, right? It's not just like we're staggered there and then we come to a halting point, or we hit the cruise control and it is what it is, and then just, you know, come to church, but I need to come to church, do what I need to do, the necessary things. No. But it's to build on faith, right? And be faithful to the end, right? To receive that crown of life. That's the reason we're here as well. So we see that overcoming evil is important in our Christian life. We see that overcoming evil will obtain things that are promised in the scriptures, right? Now the question is, how about you? How have you done that? How are you willing to do that as well? it is important for us as Christians to overcome evil. And again, as we've been studying with Dale, a sound church is a church that overcomes evil no matter what. A sound church does do that and put that in practice. In that way, they can succeed and be a mature church. If you're here and you haven't become a Christian, we encourage you to become a Christian. If you're here and you need to do that as well, we don't know what tomorrow will hold. We will know what life is tomorrow, but you need to become one as well. We encourage you to become one and overcome the evil that is out there, that, you know, that other people would help you to overcome the evil. If you've been a Christian and if you deviated from the walk or your faith has diminished, we encourage you to come back, and then we'll pray for you to that, get encouragement be done for you, and that you continue on that walk that is necessary for us to obtain. Let us stand as we sing.